next application's change of zone, number 1835. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This was an application filed on behalf of HKLS LLC. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Rehoboth 100, Sussex, Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 4.484 acres, more or less, located on the southwest corner of Plantations Road and Cedar Grove Road. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 51. The 911 address is not available. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on December 14th of this year. At that time, items submitted into the record were a site plan, an exhibit booklet, three letters of support, comments from the Conservation District, a staff analysis, and then they found that there were several, the applicant had representation. They deferred the application at that meeting. On their meeting of December 21st, they did recommend approval of the change of zone for reasons 1 through 10. Since that time, staff notes we received an additional letter of support. So at that meeting, there was another two letters submitted in support of the application, and we received an additional letter yesterday from Nick Hammonds on behalf of Plantation Partners LLC, that they are responsible for the Board of Adjustment for the special use exception to create a senior living facility on 10 acres located approximately 600 feet southeast of the intersection of Postal Lane and Plantations, that they received an approval on December 11th of last year, that they are writing in support of the change of zone, which is contiguous and immediately north of their property. They have met with the partners to discuss the rezoning and feel that the uses allowed under B1 are appropriate for this parcel, specifically at the intersection of Plantations and Postal, have recently undergone several improvements that will lend well to allowable uses in B1, and that Plantations Road has several commercial uses, and we feel the office and retail use in this location is warranted, and that's what they have to say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Just following up on Mr. Arlett's prior question, it was 4-0 on this. Is that also due to the fact Mr. Ross is away?
Correct.
Okay. And any questions from council? If not, Mr. Gibb.
Thank you, Mr. Gibb. Morning, Mr. Benson. Commissioners, I'm Rob Gibbs.
Did you say good morning?
I might have.
It's been a long day.
Just getting started.
I got a late start.
Good afternoon.
We
good
didn't.
Afternoon.
Rob Gibbs here with Morris James Wilson Hubbard Conveyor on behalf of the applicant, which is HKLS LLC. We have two of the owners of that business with us today. Keith and Sherry Martin are here with me. Ring Lardner is also here with me today with Davis Bowen and Friedel, who's the design professional. As Janelle has mentioned, the location of this site is at the southeast corner of the intersection of Plantation Road and County Road 275 and at Cedar Grove Road, Sussex County 283. This is a 4.4 acre parcel of land. It's currently zoned AR1, and it is vacant. There was an application back in 2009 for a conditional use for medical offices, which was approved, but it didn't go forward. November 2017, the application was filed in June, which should be in the file. On November 20th, there was notice to property owners within 200 feet given, and before the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, which was held, as Janelle said, on December 21, and it was deferred until December 28th, in which time it was approved by Planning and Zoning, or recommended by Planning and Zoning Commission, and in part on the staff analysis that Janelle has also read. The proposed use of the properties is as allowed under the B1 zone, general business or professional offices. It is the properties designated on the comp plan, on the development strategy map, and I will go through in a little bit of detail four maps which have been which will show up on the screen. But it's on the future land use map under the 2008 comp plan update, It's in an environmental sensitive developing area and mixed residential use. The state strategies initiative, it's level two. Again, there's a map which I will go through with you. DLDOT has previously granted a letter of no objection in the 2009 application, and that was provided in response to this application. A support facilities report was completed, and the traffic impact study was not required by DLDOT for this rezoning. On the environmental side, the property does not contain any federal wetlands, as indicated on the National Wetland Inventory map. The project is not located in a floodplain. No known archaeological sites or National Register properties on this parcel of land, and sanitary waste disposal is through Sussex County, water supply is through Tidewater Utilities. We'll review the exhibits. You have a presentation booklet. Exhibit one is just the presentation outline, which gives you a listing of the maps and so forth. Exhibit two, the surrounding communities map, which is our first map. That has been updated through the December 2017 rendition of that, and there is, and again, Janelle made reference to the fact that the adjacent property owner was just approved for a special use exception for the senior living facility. So it's right next to that, to the northwest is the subject site. It's on the Plantations Road corridor, which I'm sure that everyone is familiar with. It's separated from Route 1 by largely residential developments between Route 1 and the Plantations Road. Along Plantations Road, there are mixed uses. There's an arthritis and holistic center of Southern Delaware. A little further down, there it is. We've got the Plantation Park Community Center on that same side of the road. The Metropolitan Community Church of Rehoboth is also on the same side of the road. A paramedic station by Sussex County is a little further down from there. Nearby is the Plantation Square. We got Lowe's up at the other end of Plantation Road, and we got BV Healthcare Campus expansion on the opposite end. So there's a fair amount of this type of development going along, and that's what we kind of view as an alternate corridor running parallel to Route 1 with its own need for service of adjacent residential, which is brings us to Map B, the State Strategies Initiative. Again, it's investment level 2, which is basically four areas adjacent to investment level 1 areas as a transition area between level 1 and the more open agricultural spaces. It stresses high-quality employee-type development and sites close to infrastructure to support that development.
I do notice that that says 2015. It has not changed. Is that correct for the record? The map that we're looking at, state strategies?
Yep. State strategies is adopted every 5 years, and this is the most recent
right.
version.
Just want to make sure for the record that's understood. Thank you.
And the next map is we just touched on Sussex County future land use map. Again, it's an environmentally sensitive developing area, and that contemplates a development area where development is anticipated and planned, so this is part of that process. The zoning map is Exhibit D, which is up now. That map doesn't reflect the very number of uses along the road that I have already gone through that Janelle pointed out with our you know, that map just hasn't been quite brought up to date. I'll just run through, if anyone has questions, we've got quite a few other exhibits. Exhibit 3 in your package is the DLDOT service level evaluation request response, which again, they concluded there was no DLDOT traffic study required under this instance. Exhibit 4 is the title deed from Christ Church to our client, HKLS LLC, the applicant. Exhibit 5 is a legal description of the property. Exhibit 6 is the Ocean Park location map. The application, again, is for a B1 neighborhood business district rezoning. I think this particular zoning designation dovetails very nicely in the service level 2 area, and in an instance like this where you have an already existing mixed use, a lot of residential, but a burgeoning commercial. Again, in that parallel road off of Route 1. So this type of development has kind of looked like it as it serves the local behind the Route 1 communities without people having to go out onto Route 1, and I think it's looked at favorably in that respect. The permitted uses under Section 115-68 in the Neighborhood Business District includes under A16 offices, general business or professional, which is exactly what is proposed for this property. And as Janelle noted, the planning and zoning staff analysis of December 5, 2017 concluded that based on the analysis of the land use, surrounding zoning and uses, the change of zone requested to allow for the change in zone from AR1 to B1 could be considered consistent with the land use, and it could be considered consistent with some of the surrounding uses in the surrounding zoning. Janelle's in front of me on virtually every one of these, but she noted that no objections have been filed either before the commission hearing or before this hearing, and there have been 4 levels of approval, including the adjacent property owner who's going to be developing at more or less the same time as this property. I have my clients here to respond to questions. I have Mr. Ring Lardner is here to answer more specific questions as far as the engineering side of things.
Do you have any conceptual drawings or anything about the layout, what it might look like? I was looking through all this stuff. I couldn't.
No, the prior,
unless I missed
the 2009 had kind of a very large medical office complex.
Mm-hmm.
That is not what our clients are anticipating, but they haven't finalized.
Is there any connection with the adjoining site with the applicant and the adjoining site? I mean, is there a connection there? Because it would be nice to have an actual connection.
Good afternoon, Ring Gardner, professional engineer and principal with Davis Boner Friedel. Yes, this applicant and the applicant for the senior living has already had some conversations about having some interconnections between the two parcels. They're also talking about having shared access onto Cedar Grove or perhaps Plantation Road, obviously subject to DLDOT. There's all the discussion about shared sewer access, so they have already had some conversations about interconnections and having, you know, some compatible uses. The site plan has not been developed yet. For what it's going to look like, it's a little premature at this point in time. I want to make sure the use was approved, the zoning was appropriate. And then we'll come forward and obviously go through the site plan process through Planning and Zoning Commission. But there is definitely a conversation between the two adjacent owners.
Yeah, conversation's good, but we've been talking for years that interconnection is very important. And there's no way ever that we could even, under reasonings that, because we heard testimony that they were, you know, doing, I mean, some reference to it at all, because with a change of zone, unfortunately, we can't make it a condition.
Understood. And having gone through planning zoning meetings the past couple months, they are very high on interconnections as well, and I can assure you that there will be an interconnection shown for these two site plans. And
you know, if not, we don't ever want to see you here again.
Yes, sir, I understand that. I have a legacy to live and a reputation to uphold, and therefore there will be an interconnection.
I'm just trying to help.
I understand, Mr. Cole.
I may not be here forever to help, to protect you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other
Start
questions?
Start running. Anybody elected official, I'm here to protect you. Start running.
Burton. Yeah. I had the same questions as George, but the no concept drawings, I mean, I know it's a B1 zoning, right? And I can only remember one other time that it's just somebody just came in and said, this is the zoning I want, and that's it, and I'll let you know what it's going to look like later on.
We go back and forth in the design world with owners having site plans of rezonings because some say, well, it's contract zoning because you gave this site plan because technically you don't have to follow through with the site plan. You get the million of uses within the zoning you get with DUDDA. As soon as you have a site plan, the DUDDA says, oh, you have to do a traffic impact study. So we get in this quandary of, is it the chicken or the egg? And so I've of the belief is generally, I think it's more appropriate to bring the zoning through without a site plan, that is this the right location for that zoning district, and let the site plan process be what the site plan process is. And again, everything kind of has advantage and disadvantage, but that's kind of what I recommend to my clients is generally we have a concept plan because obviously want to make sure that the site is feasible for what they want to do, but it's very cartoonish and scale and not a lot of engineering to it. We tell you live, I said we didn't have a site plan, but we don't have a site plan to present in front of this body. I try to let the application be what the application is, which is without a site plan. And is this the appropriate place? And I believe the testimony that Mr. Gibbs provided, that this is the appropriate location for B1 zoning. I do know it allows up to 75,000 square foot. I can tell you at 4.4 acres, you can't park it. At that kind of square footage, it won't be anywhere near 75,000 square foot. So for those reasons, we have done some evaluation of that site, yes, sir.
And I hear what you're saying, right? But there is some validity to how something looks to the area, right? So, you know, would a one-story strip mall be something that would fit into this area? Yeah, it would fit into B1 zoning, but I'd have a little problem with that.
I understand from an architectural standpoint, and I believe that's where the Planning Commission would probably have a say, and if we were to bring a strip mall type set into there.
I don't know if we could stop that.
I don't know that we can, but I've never been hoodwinked, right?
Right.
I've never had somebody show me something that they're going to do
this.
There
is no desire to have that type of layout. I've talked to the clients. They have a great vision for what it wants to look like, and they have some very grandiose ideas that would be appropriate for this area with the residential fitting, and it won't be a strip mall for this project. But again, as Mr. Cole said, it's not like we can condition that way because it's a zoning application.
And what I'm just cautioning you to, because, you know, you're going to be around for a while.
Yes, sir.
And we are the chicken. You're the egg.
Yes, sir.
I like to look at it, right? I like to say that, you know, it's going to be medical offices and it's going to look like this and pitched roof. And that may not all come together, but it does give us some comfort that the zoning is compatible with the area. So I just cut through that.
Yes, sir.
And the original plan in 2009 had underground parking and all. I mean, they maximized the site to no end, and that's another fear, right? Is that you really can fit a lot of stuff on this site by creative engineering. So, you know, just being able to look at it just kind of says, hey, you know, this is what we're planning. This is our intentions. And so I just throw that out as,
yes, sir.
I like looking at what you're building.
He likes pictures. I understand, yes, sir.
Balloons.
I tend to agree with what Mr. Burton just said, but I guess that's to play devil's advocate. Somebody comes in and shows us a site plan.
It walks in
and
does whatever.
And then they want to change it. Are we going to then say, wait a minute, that's what you showed us. You can't do anything different than that.
No, we can't do that. We can't. And so we all know that. But I can tell you that, in my experience, that's never happened. That's always been the fear, right? I want to do this, and then you give them a C1 zoning, and they're going to do this, and all of a sudden they're doing that over there. That's just never happened. It's fearful.
I've been on both sides. I've been on a side where we had a site plan, and the hearing turned into a site plan traffic conversation instead of a zoning conversation, and I've been on both sides. I don't know if there's really a right way ever to say it's one way or the other. I do know, obviously, the council, I don't know if it's been voted on yet, with the new zoning districts, one of the zoning categories does call for a site plan to be smooth rezoning. And again, I have some concerns, but I could also understand the validity of it with specific zoning concerns. But that's just, again, I've been on both sides, and I can argue both sides depending on where we want to be. But I understand what you're saying, Mr.
Yeah, and I'd throw that out as just, you know, and you certainly have clients that are going to do something that's aesthetically pleasing, but that's not always, you know, the case.
Right, and they are local. The ownership is local. They live and work in Rehoboth, so I doubt they would do something that would jeopardize their relationship they have with the county and the city and the local community as well.
Any other questions?
But I mean, to Mr. Burton's point, I mean, the Planning Zoning Commission can chime in on the site plan, correct? I mean, and they will.
Yes.
So, I mean, to your point, which is a good point, but I mean, if a decision is made here based on a change of zone, they will determine and dictate kind of what it looks like and how it looks, site plan-wise.
I don't know about all
no,
that.
No, I don't think at all that works.
Well, to the extent that there's certain requirements for parking and things like that, it would have to comply with, yes.
Yeah, we don't have architectural standards here.
No, I know that, but I mean, okay.
Don't intend to. Don't want to.
Any other questions?
Judge, I'll be here. Look for it.
If not, Mr. Gibbs, did you have anything else to add?
No, I have nothing further.
Well, the intense office space, right? Business park or something like that, right?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Okay. If is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Is there anyone here today in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing, and council desires close public record.
Close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. I ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 4.484 acres, more or less, with the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 10.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Burton. The grant changes zone number 1835 for the reasons from planning and zoning number 1 through 10. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Point of clarification, again, just for the record, Mr. Marty Ross was absent, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I assume just based on the previous two applications. Based on the location and testimony and public record, this is, I believe, an appropriate location for this parcel to be zoned, rezoned B1. So based on planning and zoning's recommendation, I will vote in favor.
Mr. Burton.
I will vote in favor of planning and zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote in favor of P&Z's recommendations.
Cole.
I'm going to vote in favor, but I would like to point out with the conversation, it's nice to know that there's a need for a change of zone. So I think you need to show us there's a need for additional B1 zoning in this area for whatever reason. And I do concur that it sets a bad precedent if we don't see something, some kind of conceptual plan and in the future.
Tall,
so
I'll vote, really
I'll vote yes, but I... It appears that, you know, we could be just approving something for speculation, whether we do it or not. But I'm just saying it's a risk we take. But I'd like to see more in the future too. So my vote's yes. Sir.
I also concur with planning and zoning's reasons 1 through 10. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Have a good day. Any motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second,
Mr. Wilson. Question on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
All right.